Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends, how are y'all doing this wonderful evening? I am so in love with the reality of sharing God's word until if I don't do it, I feel like I can't breathe. Have you ever been a part of something that was so ingrained in your spirit, in your heart, your mind, until you felt as though that if you could not have it, that you are like a fish out of water? I am so in love with the reality of what Jesus does. And I ask you to ask yourself this question. How much do you love you? I ask you to ask yourself that question. The reason why is because the moment that I come to find out how much I actually love me was the moment that I come to see that I want the very best for me, and that which I needed does not exist on earth. I can't look at man, can't look at riches, cannot look at women, cannot look at anything that will allow me the ability to say that I can actually live abundantly to that point to where it says, thank you. I mean, just simply thank you. I'm not talking about the temporal things. You could have that all day, every day. As a matter of fact, commercials make billions of dollars of it. Companies make trillions of dollars because of the temporal. But when you know that you have the ability to have that which is eternal, my God, it feels so good because literally nothing can beat it. And you know what I like about it? Because of the fact that God has the ability to exhort you, nobody can bring you down. And if you allow yourself to concentrate on his ability, you'll find that you don't need to be puffed up because of the fact that you find that you can't even bring yourself up. You don't even have the ability to do anything that is eternal. And that's what I love so much about God. He makes it possible for you to actually be used. I call myself a cup. A cup. That's all I am. Father, I will be still. Let you fill me up so somebody can get a cool drink of water. Because I have nothing to offer anybody that will allow them to say, I can carry this to my grave. I have really nothing. I mean, it is so beautiful to know that I can die just to live. And I can die without dying so that I can live, meaning that I can die unto self so that I can live in Christ and have the ability to enjoy life so completely. When going through trials and tribulations, hardships, situations, I can actually say, it's going to be okay today. Everything we need. He's every ounce of what we need. Jesus showed us the exact walk that allow us to touch God. Just think about that for a second. Jesus came down here to show us how we can touch God. Isn't that amazing? That God, I want you to just please think about this for a second. Adam bit the forbidden fruit. God could have said, I'm done. I'm going to wipe you out. I'm going to wipe out everybody. And I'm going to start fresh. No. No. He sent prophets after prophets after prophets to tell each of us what it is that we need to do in order to have the ability to walk with him. And we could not do it in any shape, fashion, or form, regardless of what we tried. There was only a handful of people who accomplished the goal because of God's grace. And then come Jesus. And he showed men how to be real men. He showed women how wonderful they are as queens. Not this soft. Oh, I am just so pretty. Help. No. I'm talking about women who are standing like queens and saying, my responsibility is to let it be known that I am strong in Christ. I'm not just for you to come and just be able to have in whatever shape, fashion, or form your feeble mind can. No, I am this amazing instrument that God used so that you can know that God is all infinite. That God comes in so many wonderful forms. And I love you as man so much until I took woman from your rib so that you can have the ability to know how close you are to me. And you are to treat her in the manner in which I treat you, so that you can have the ability to show her how you appreciate what I did for you. And I made her great. I made her strong. I made her amazing, not just simply for you, though I presented her to you, but I made her for me. So when you hurt her, you actually hurt me, along with yourself. I'm not even sure why I'm even talking about that, because that is not what the Father had for me to say. Well, maybe apparently it was, because I just had to share that. Praise God. Allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. I'm overjoyed with what you do. I thank you for what you did today, enabling us the opportunity to say that we can pray, we can walk, we can talk, we can hear. Oh, Father God, we can speak. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we walk like Jesus, that we hear your voice. And Heavenly Father, let it be that we see each other as you do. And that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we love one another as we would want to be loved and understand the definition of us wanting to be loved. Because, Heavenly Father, many of us don't understand how even to love ourselves. But Jesus showed us exactly how to love. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we show each and every individual who have money beyond measure that we are richer than they are, because our love for one another will enable a homeless person to know that he can have a place to live. A naked person can know that he's going to be clothed. A hungry person to know he can be hungry, that he can get some food to eat. And a thirsty person to know that we will give him a cool drink of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that we don't fake it and shake it, that what we do is we allow ourselves to love those who are sick and shut in. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we come to understand that the reality of doing so is doing so to the, Father God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we do it to the least, that means, Heavenly Father, I believe that if one of our brethren, if one of our sisters happen to go through whatever it may just if they go crazy, that we would treat them with the love that God treated us while we was going through what we was going through, because he pulled us out of the murky water. Thank you, Father God, for the beauty that you have showed us, because, Father, it is that which will cause a unity that allows us the ability to say that you're me and I'm you. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' holy and precious name, I say amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, you've got to kind of forgive me, because I'm in like a really serene mood. And I went through a lot of trials and tribulations, some hardship situations. Some things happened today, that, and I won't speak about it because I don't want to dampen your day, but some things happened today that says, my God, how Satan loves kill, steal, and destroy, how he loves to make it so that we can take our eye off of the prize. And I got to say, prize is not just that which has to do with getting to the end of the race. The prize is having the ability to, while we're going to get to that part, that we show God that we love him every step of the way. Let it be understood that our faith has not become feeble because it seems to be so hard, that we understand that the reality is that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. It doesn't matter whether or not if we are individual or completely poor. We know that we can abound. Or if we are people who have the ability to have money like there's no tomorrow, that we can be humble, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. I really do. I want to say thank you. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for my family. I thank people for just simply allowing me the ability to be in their presence because it's just so beautiful. I remember there was a time when nobody even wanted me around them in any shape, fashion, or form because I was the type of person that, well, let's just say that I thank God for loving me, cleansing me of all unrighteousness, allowing me to know that he is the one that can save us, that he's the one that provides salvation. He's the one that makes it so that we don't have to be ashamed. He's the one that made it so that we can speak boldly, that we can come boldly to the throne. He's the one that allows us the ability to say, it's going to be okay. Do you know what it actually is to actually have peace? I mean, think about that, to actually have peace. I'm not talking about having peace when all the bills is paid. I'm not talking about having peace when you just bought that new car that you paid the last note on the house. I'm not talking about that peace that when you bought the nice clothes. I'm not talking about that peace when you're full. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when all hell broke loose. And you can look and say, is that all it is? Father God, so how are you going to use me so that we can handle this? Because I know that you're going to handle it, Father God. And I know that you're going to use me in some shape, fashion, or form to handle this. If you're not going to use somebody else. But I do know that you want me to learn something from this so that I can be a teacher in this. What are you going to do, Father God? Because I know that this ain't just happening just because nothing happens just because, Father God, I know everything that has to do with me has to do with you. And everything that has to do with you has to do with me being a part of your universe. I am a part of the university of the kingdom of God, and there's nothing that can stop the knowledge from flowing but me. And I can stop it from grumbling and complaining. I can stop it from being prideful and allowing myself to be ignorant. I can stop it from just simply allowing myself to say that I don't have faith, that I have fear, that I can't get it accomplished, that God can't do it. I cannot allow those things because I love me too much. I love me so much until I know that I can place myself last. I can decrease so that he can increase. I love me to a point to where I understand the reality that I don't have to get puffed up, that I can love people completely, 100%, without expectation of what they're going to do to me, what they're going to take from me. I love me because God loved me first, and I learned how to love because you can't give what you don't have. I learned to forgive me. I learned to talk with me when I'm going through trials and tribulations. I learned to make it so that I encourage me, so that when I'm dealing with whoever it may be, they get what I want for me, so that they can look and say, how is it that you're always in peace? Why is it that regardless to what you're going through, regardless of what they did to you, what they said to you, what they took from you, them kicking you to the curb, how is it that you always do them right? Because my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did exactly the same thing while he was up on the cross. The first thing he said is, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, Father, I love them, and I don't want no harm to come to them. Because I understand, Father God, that there is truly a spiritual warfare. And the devil will use everybody, just as God will use anybody. So, Father God, I want to say thank you because you allowed me the ability to be used by you so that I can defeat the devil. Not me, but you through me. And you can use my family, you can use my friends, you can use the enemies, but whoever he uses, I can show them how they can be used by God, by me allowing myself to be in the image of God, revealing God, who showed me out of the murky water, who made it so that I no longer be a drug addict, made it so that I no longer be angry at the world, made it so that I can be free. That liberty that says, you know what? I know that I'm a king. I'm a king. As a king, the responsibility is to love everybody. That's the first thing. The second thing is to know that I am the watchman. I'm to look after my people. Not my people black or white, but my people, all whom he has created. And to look out for them on the level that says, if you're hungry, I got some food I can give you. I can do whatever will make you know that you're going to be okay, if only for today. I come to understand that that reality allows me to learn about me and to learn about Jesus. Why? Because I understand Jesus being with all power. Though he put his deity aside, here he got all this power, yet he humbled himself even to the death of the cross. How do you do that? It cannot be done without that of the Holy Spirit. It has to be done because you allowed the Holy Spirit to lead you to the degree to where you said, take me, I'm yours. I'm here to let you, God loves you. No matter what you do to me, it doesn't, all that don't matter. I don't have to get puffed up about nothing. I don't care about how much money I got, what I can do. I don't care how well I can talk. It doesn't matter. Without the Holy Spirit, I'm nothing. Because the reality of having the Holy Spirit is having the revelation of God being shown to the world. I don't have to talk about what I did, how much I made. None of that matters. That is rubbish. And compare to God loving us beyond measure. And how can I reveal his measure? How can I do that? How can I show people that I love them so much until even if death was to reign in my whole family, that I have to show you the strength of God. I may have to go into my secret closet and cry like there's no tomorrow. But while I'm out in the public, to let the public know that God loves them. That regardless to what happens, God loves you. That reveals the strength of the Holy Spirit. That's how Jesus was able to be beaten the way that he was. That's how Jesus was able to carry that cross, Father God, in the name of... That's how he made it. Because of his love for God, he allowed himself carried away by that of the Holy Spirit. He allowed it to happen. They nailed him to the cross. And while on the cross, completely and utterly under control, at all given times, not submitting to the pain, not going into selfishness, not going into self-pity, not going to any of the things that say, oh, woe is me. No. He revealed God. My God said that we can do exactly the same thing. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to Matthew 5:48. Check this out. Matthew 5:48. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Okay. please forgive me. My eyes are a little shaded here. Here we go. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You know what Jesus was talking about? Love. Check this out. We're going to go to Matthew 5:44. Thank you, Jesus. But I say to you, love your neighbor, bless those who curse you, be good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. You can't do that. I can't do that. I don't have the ability to do that. You do something to me, I'm going to do something to you. But by that of the Holy Spirit, it can be revealed through you. And I mean sincerely, ultimately, be revealed through you, to where you will hug that person, although that person done wrong to you, to where you can give that person a holy kiss, although that person took something from you, that you can allow God to work through you on a level that causes people to say, that man is crazy. That woman must be crazy. No. Nobody could be loving like that. There's no way. As a matter of fact, they're hiding behind the book. As a matter of fact, they're a coward and they're covering up. I don't know what it is. But I never actually saw that person act in a way that reveals that they don't love God. I never seen it happen. I got to tell you. I know it's true. I know because literally, thanks be to God, not because of me. That's the way I am. To have that ability to quietly, because I'm one of those quiet individuals, talk to a few people, to allow love to flow to where people can be around you and actually feel it. And you don't even have to be talking. God loves us so much, beyond measure. And all we have to do is let this love flow. No more, no less. Just let it flow and come to the realization. That, let's go to Jeremiah 17:9. You know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that the people perish for lack of knowledge. The reality is when you have the knowledge of God, you come to understand how to deal with anything. Any person, because you'll come to understand, even though that person may not do what you do, you're still a sinner just like that person. So God allowed you the ability to have the time so that you can come to Christ. You are to duplicate what God did with you so that that person can thus have that ability. Check this out. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whew. Let's get to Jeremiah. Where am I going? 17:9, if I'm correct. I think I am correct. Matter of fact, I know I'm correct. Holy Spirit just told me that I am, not me. Check this out. The heart is deceitful above can know it. That means my heart, mine. Today I can be the nicest person in the world, and tomorrow I can become a murderer. Do you know how many people that's in prison, that's on death row, possibly still asking, how did I allow myself to kill that person? How could I have lost my mind to that degree? And it's possible to lose your mind. Let's go to Proverbs 28:25. Check this out. Proverbs 28:25. Loves to use us to fulfill his work. He loves to tell us something. Oh, Father God. I might be wrong on this. Yep, I am. My apology. Make it Proverbs 25. Is it 25? Let's check and see. I think it's 25 and 28. My apology, y'all. My deepest apology. Yes. Whoever has no room over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Over your own mind, whoever loses his mind. See, there's many people in prison. There's many people out here who lost their mind. It can happen in they call it temporary insanity. And the moment that Satan has the ability to attack you because you're all broken down city without walls, now he got you. He can do whatever he wants. That's why God said that you should armor your entire body. That you, here we go. Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 11. Let's check this out. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start in Ephesians 6 and 11. If I still have time. Father God, thank you. Ooh, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Got you. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Go to 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, Lord have mercy, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shown your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one or the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The more you learn about God, the more equipped you are with how to do everything. But not only that, you're also able to understand that anybody that is not spirit-led is going to do crazy things. Things that's really not good. Whether it's subtle or just plain crazy. All of us. That's why it should be so easy for us to have the ability to love people. Because we understand, wait a minute. If you're not feeding from the Spirit of God, you're feeding from the flesh. So why should I hate you because, or why should I dislike you? Why should I think I'm above you because of the fact that you did not allow yourself to feed from the Spirit of God? I should actually mourn for you because God has delivered me, and now I can see. Not think because of the fact that I'm no longer on drugs, because I'm no longer this or because I'm no longer that, that I think I'm above you. And we may not say that out of our mouth, but we act like that many a times. That's why we are limited in our ability to love like God, because of the fact that we have, on many occasions, exalted ourselves. And that you are of God, delivered by God through Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit filled, love flows like the gentle rain. I love y'all. God bless y'all. Have a good night. Take care of yourself.